local artists that live in the neighborhoods, partnering with community partners that live near the interventions so that the art pieces really reflect the community. A lot of the pieces also kind of reflect the times that we're in and everything that is 2020 right now.
The artists have been very creative with these projects. Describe a couple of them for us.
One thing that we were really intentional about with this project is that we didn't want it just to be 100 new murals across the city. Murals are a fantastic expression of art, but we have so many more creative artists in the Indianapolis community that do such a wide variety of art. An artist that created a community PPE line in his neighborhood where he sewed masks and has put them up on like a clothesline type of installation. And now other people in the community are creating their own masks and adding them to the art installation that the community can take for free. We also have artists that are doing performance art. So some of them have videoed entire performances around picking up litter and trash. Some of them are doing drum circles multiple times over the course of this month. And then those are going to be recorded to be able to be shared as part of the tour that we're putting together. One of our artists created little caterpillars that she's installed on trees that you can walk through the neighborhood and try and spot the different caterpillars that are crawling around. So they've been extremely creative in just a wide variety of mediums that the artists have been working in.
How do we find these creations of art?
The biggest one that we're working on is a mobile app that's going to launch the first week of September, just in time for everyone to head outside for some Labor Day weekend social distancing art viewing. We also are going to have a paper map so that anyone who maybe isn't able to access a mobile app or that sort of technology will also be able to find the different art pieces. And then we'll have everything available online as well. So there's a website for the project, indieartandseek.org, where there'll be a Google map on there that you can zoom in and find the exact locations of the art pieces. And then on social media, we're creating a way that you can find the art pieces on there too.
How does art keep Indianapolis beautiful?
I think one of the ways is that art is an expression of the community. And so there's the visual, physical beauty of adding color or light to a place where there might be a lot of gray and concrete. But also it's been really beautiful to see the artists and these neighborhoods come together to talk about how they want to express the culture of their neighborhood and what would be meaningful, even more so in the time that we're living in now with social distancing, where being around other people has been something that we just haven't been doing. But in a safe way, the artists and the community members have been able to come and work together to create something that speaks to everyone in the community to be able to come out and see this art and have a conversation through the art.
Thank you very much, Ashley. We'll look forward to seeking and finding this art.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.